Welcome to Wednesday, and it's a pleasure to find myself once again in your inbox. I'm recording this audio boo. It was going to be a video, but there's been a change of plan because that's the wonderful thing about creative license and about doing what I do. You can sometimes be influenced to add changes to your plan. So I'm going with the change, and the video will be with you next week. Perfect timing. As homework, where I take a week off to take a holiday. So I've got two more weeks of midweek motivation, and there'll be 1 week gap for you to do some more homework. So today, we're back to looking at forward focus that's going to take us through the winter and into a successful goal setting and achievement new year. So 2013, we want it to really buzz and really happen. So today's exercise is along the lines of where we've been going, but there's a new addition. It's been inspired by some preparation I'm doing for the day hospice, who I'll be visiting today and spending a whole day with them working on mood management. If it can work for them, it's got to work for us. So let's just get on with it. On another clean piece of paper, A4 is my suggestion, or smaller if your handwriting can be smaller. I would like you to come up with a thought bubble. Now, there's no style that I expect you to create. It might be a cloud, a thought cloud or a bubble. And into this bubble, I'm giving you permission over the next week to put all of your limiting beliefs and all your negative self-talk. We need to get this in place before we can look forward and focus forward. So into your bubble or your thought cloud, I want you to put things that you hear yourself thinking that hold you back. I'm not good enough. I could do better. Duh, stupid. Anything that you're saying to yourself that isn't helping you be successful. The great thing about this is it's easy to recognise the negative. So this should be a relatively easy task for you, and it prepares us for our forward focus. And to give you a sneak peek about my subject next week, it's going to be the mind's eye. So that's the topic for our last of this what's turned into four-parter midweek motivation. So the negative self-talk, the limiting beliefs, the stuff that crowds your thoughts on a regular basis, that's what you put in your thought cloud or your thought bubble. And I'll be back with you next week, right here in your inbox.